Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
In him this morning. Today is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Are you trusting in the Lord? This is the day that the Lord has made, brothers and sisters. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. We shall be happy. We shall be excited. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna, your daily devotion for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. We're in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. Again, that is the book of Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 11 today. And while you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in to Daily Fire and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, join me by calling in to 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, or online right here at blogtalkradio.com. Just look for or follow Daily Fire. Now, if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can still ensure that you do not miss your daily devotion here on Daily Fire by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which lets you know that you're following. You can stay connected with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can learn more, send your testimony, send your prayer request, donate to support the ministry. Everything is there. rawsi.org. Now, let's get into this word. God has a powerful teaching for you today. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 11, reading from the KJV. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he, meaning Adam, said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he, meaning the Lord, said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is 4 steps to remove your mask. 4 steps to remove your mask. Hallelujah. On yesterday, I taught from this same scripture, and the topic was, why are you hiding your true self? Or why are you hiding from your true self? And the task that I assigned you was to remove the mask. This morning, the Lord gave me this topic because he revealed into my spirit that some of you have been wearing the mask for so long that you don't know how to take it off. Some of you have been faking it to make it for so many years. Some of you have been living a facade. Some of you have been two-faced. And some of you have been pleasers of men and women for so long, seeking the approvals of others, the approval of others, that you don't even know you have a mask on. Isn't this good teaching already? 4 steps to removing the mask, because removing the mask is essential to stop interfering with your God-given destiny, because at some point, the true you, the real you, must manifest so that God can clean you up. And then after he's cleaned you up, so that he can put you in your lane to live out your God-given purpose. Step number one. Everyone say step number one. Accept and deal with the reality of what's going on in your life. Accept and deal with the reality, not the fake show that you want people to believe, but the reality of what's going on in your life. See, Adam here, when God called for him and called for Eve, he said, well, I hid myself because I was naked. And then when God asked him, who told you that you were naked and did you eat of the tree, later on in that same chapter in Genesis, Adam begins to deflect and blame it on Eve. It was the woman that you gave to me. No, accept the reality of the situation. You're naked because you were in disobedience. Your flaws are being revealed because you chose not to follow what God told you to do. And let me just make it a little more practical, a little more everyday. Let me get into your stuff, because this is how I empower you to live your best life, and this is how God empowers me. He challenges me every day to deal with the reality. Some of you are in marriages where you can't stand your spouse. What? What did I just say? I said some of you are in marriages and relationships where you can't stand the person, but every day you walk around with a mask on. That you have this happy marriage, and the real, real tragedy here is that you're not fooling anybody but yourself. Everyone else can see that the marriage is not a happy marriage. You don't even like spending time together. You're out cheating and everybody knows it. But you still have on the mask. So you got to first accept the reality, the truth that you don't like your spouse. You don't love your spouse. I'm trying to help you remove the mask, not to destroy your life, but to empower your life. So step one, you just got to sit down with yourself, not yet with your spouse, with yourself, and you got to deal with the fact that you are in a marriage that you can't stand to be in. You would rather work all day, every day, even on holidays, than have to spend all day with your spouse. You would rather Go out and hang out with your friends and go on girls' trips and go out with the guys on guys' trips rather than have to go out and spend a vacation or a new honeymoon with your wife or husband because you can't stand to be with them. You got a headache every night when it's time for sex. And sex is an important component of marriage. Most divorces happen for one of two reasons or both, sex issues and money issues, and you can't stand to have sex with your spouse. You faking orgasms. Come on, the Bible says the marriage bed is undefiled. I'm giving you good biblical teaching. You lust after every other woman or man you see because there is no attraction in your marriage. Ah, isn't this good? Some of you, another example. You can't stand to see your own children because you didn't want to have the children. You had the children at a young age, or you had the children by a man or woman whom you only had a one-night stand with, or you had the children by someone whom you really couldn't stand. You just settled for that person because you needed some money, or because the person you really loved went on with someone else. So you went over here and you said, okay, this man or this woman wants to have a child. I'll do that. Some of you did it to get some child support. Oh, come on. Let's just deal with the reality. Some of you are on jobs that you cannot stand to go on, but you just took that job because that's what you needed. Number one, accept the truth, the reality of your situation. Number two, say number two. The lines are muted. No one else can hear you. Say, including me, say number two. Take accountability for your role in wearing the mask and being in that situation. Quit being like Adam and trying to deflect onto Eve. And quit being like Eve and trying to deflect onto the serpent. It was you that made the decision to get into the marriage or to get into the relationship or to be with someone you didn't want to be with or to get into that one-night stand and not wear a condom. It was you that made the choice to go to that job. It's you that made the choice to live where you live. It's you that made the choice to be reckless with your money so that you don't have the place to stay that you want or not to be able to drive the vehicle that you want. When you accept accountability, when you take it, not accept it, accepting it's passive, like throwing it on you, taking it as an affirmative action verb where you say, no, I'm a man up. Glory. Isn't this a good word? I'm a woman up here. And say that I am where I am because of the choices that I made. Now, it could have been that your mother wasn't there for you or your father wasn't there for you or they abused you or you were molested. There could have been so many horrible things in your childhood that you went through that shaped your mentality, shaped your choices, shaped your decisions because we recycle as adults what we lived as children. But somewhere along the road, you got to say, I have to take accountability for continuing to perpetuate the cycle and not ending the generational curses. Because my mama or daddy were no good doesn't mean I have to be no good. Because my mama or daddy abused me doesn't mean that I have to abuse my children. Because my mama or daddy molested me doesn't mean that I have to always be the victim of molestation. Doesn't mean that I have to not trust any other man or woman. Because my parents grew up poor and because I grew up poor doesn't mean that I have to end my life being poor. Take accountability so that you can remove the mask of victimhood, so that you can remove the mask of generational curses, so you can remove the mask of having to walk around pretending like you're happy, so that you can remove the mask of happy marriage when you're out there in adultery. Number three, decide what you're going to do about this truth. Now, you've had to deal with the truth, then you have to take accountability for your role. Can you give me a few more minutes? Just give me a few more minutes. I apologize, but I don't want to wait until Monday to finish this up. So number three, you got to decide what are you going to do about this. If you're in an unhappy marriage, either you're going to stay in the marriage and fix that marriage and make that marriage the best marriage possible, or you guys going to get divorced. You got to either be all in or all out. God says he hates people who are lukewarm. Be hot or be cold. Be in or be out. Don't straddle the fence. What are you going to do about your situation? Decide. Make decisions. If we're going to stay married, then we're going to sit down and we're going to deal with the reality and the truth of where this marriage is, how it got to this point, and whether or not we love each other enough, whether or not we're willing to deal with our own mess enough, whether or not we're willing to deal with our own falsehoods and lies that got us into this place enough, whether or not we could remove the mask and be vulnerable with one another enough to fix this thing and go forward. What are you going to do about the job? What are you going to do about the children? What are you going to do about your financial situation? What are you going to do about your business or your soul? What are you going to do about the goals that you haven't met and time is yet running out? Make a decision, glory, and align it with the word of God. Number four, set the appropriate boundaries to not ever have to wear the mask again. Set the appropriate boundaries. If we decided that we're going to live out a happy marriage, set the boundaries that will keep the marriage happy. Spend more time with your spouse than you spend with your girls or your homies. Spend more time with your spouse than you spend at work. Spend more time with your spouse than you spend going on girls' trips or guys' trips. Love your spouse. Let me ask you a few questions. What is your spouse's favorite color? Do you even know the answer? Not what was their favorite color when you got married 25 years ago, because they're changing, evolving. Their favorite color may have changed. What is their favorite color? What makes him or her laugh? And what makes him or her sad? What makes him or her go off? In other words, what are the trigger buttons? What are the deal breakers? If your spouse could be doing anything that he or she wanted to do right now, would they be doing it with you? If they could answer you truthfully, do they even want to be with you? So you got to drill down into those questions, because once you can get truthful answers, now you can set the appropriate boundaries so that Satan is unable to come in. Does your spouse even find you attractive? Does your spouse want to have sex with you? Does your spouse fantasize about you or somebody else? Oh, in this good word, this is what we do on Daily Fire. We empower your life by reviving your soul through the word of God in everyday situations. Let's talk about your children. Talk about what's going on at the job. And then you make and set the appropriate boundaries so that Satan cannot have that victory. If you were caught up in drugs, you got to set the boundaries. If you're a womanizer, you got to set the boundaries about who you're allowing to come into contact in your life. And you can't walk around and say to your spouse, you ought to trust me if you've been a serial cheater, or even if you've cheated one time. Trust is earned. It's not given. Respect is earned. It's not given. And if you've broken it, you now have to be willing to take the accountability that I told you about in step two and decide that you're not going to be that person anymore in step three, so that you will do step four and set the boundaries without trying to deflect or shift the blame onto the partner who was faithful. You were the cheater. You breached the covenant. You breached the contract. You brought in another spirit into the marriage. You brought in another penis. You brought in another vagina. Oh, let's just get real here. Set the boundaries. Quit letting women be all up around in your marriage when you already know you were a cheater and your wife can't trust you. Quit letting men be all over the place and you always walking around your husband talking about what another man will do for you and what somebody put in your inbox and you flaunting it when you cheat at. Set the boundaries. Set the boundaries to cover your marriage. Set the boundaries to cover your home. Set the boundaries to cover your children. Set the boundaries to cover your finances. Set the boundaries to cover your peace of mind. Set the boundaries to cover your spirit. Set the boundaries to cover your business. Set the boundaries to cover your health. Set the boundaries to cover your good friendship. Set the boundaries to cover your ministry. Set the boundaries to cover your church. Set the boundaries to cover your future. Set the boundaries to cover your legacy. All in this good word, four steps to remove the mask. And once you have removed it, we're about to go into prayer. Never put it on again. Stop living life being bitter on the inside because you can't be the real you on the outside. Stop living life being envious or jealous of others who have obtained more and attained more because you are walking around trying to please everybody else instead of doing what you knew your giftings and callings were from God, because you could have been way past that by now. Glory. Ooh, let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Don't you feel His presence all around you? Hallelujah. Just begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Let His presence fill your atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus asking the forgiveness of our sin. Father, we thank you for four steps to remove the mask that we have been wearing, which have been interfering with our progress, interfering with our destiny, interfering with our health, interfering with our victory, interfering with our peace of mind, interfering with our forward movement, God. Today we come saying no more, no more. We have to live life wearing a mask. Hiding our character, hiding who we are, being near sisters, seeking to please others more than you, worried about how many likes we're getting, how many shares we're getting, how many followers we're getting, more than living out our destiny in this earth. But God, today we stand proud in the core of who we are, a spiritual being living a human life, a human experience, and saying that we want to please you. We want to operate in our gifts and operate in our calling, operate in our talents and optimal performance, operate in our gifts and operate in our calling, operate in our talents at optimal performance, operate in our gifts and operate in our talents and operate in our calling and operate in our peace and operate in our ministry and operate in our finances. Operate in our home, operate on our job, operate in all we do at the highest level of performance. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening right now that they will follow these four steps and that they will remove the mask, never to put it on again, that they will sit down with themselves first and have the conversation, the true, real conversation, the unadulterated, well conversation they need to have with themselves and be able to deal with the reality of why they are where they are, to take accountability for their role in it, to decide what they're going to do about it in alignment with your words, and then set the boundaries so they never have to be envious, never have to be jealous, never have to settle for less, never have to live beneath their privilege again, but that they will first know who they are so that they then can come into agreement with whomever is in their life, whomever is at their job, and they can set these boundaries happiness from the inside out. No more false smiles behind tearful eyes. No more crying in the pillow every night, questioning why God, why God, why me? Why didn't you do this for me? Why don't I have this? No more of that. No more lying to pretend they're happy. No more wishing they had what someone else had. Because once they remove the mask and know who they are, what their gifts are, what their talents are, what their calling is, they will live in their lane, soar in their lane, be successful in their lane. I speak healing. Jesus. Ooh. Healing. Glory. Healing right now. Healing from what their mother did. Healing from what their daddy did. Healing from what their mother didn't do. Healing from what their daddy didn't do. Healing from what they did. Healing from what they didn't do. Healing from the pain and healing from the hurt. Healing from the loss. Jesus. Healing from the insecurity and healing from not thinking they were enough. I speak healing, God. Healing from their own sin. Healing from their own flaws. And I speak that they will go forth in victory in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive my victory. Say, I remove my mask. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me do the altar call and then we'll end because I ran over with your task for today. Come on, wherever you are, and just begin to praise the Lord. Just be vulnerable right now. Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. You don't have to hide your nakedness from God. You can just go before him and just tell him the truth right now. Just begin to have your own individual prayer. I'm sorry for running over, but I feel in my spirit that some people are having breakthroughs right now, and that some of you who will listen later, this is a breakthrough for you. You don't have to hide your nakedness from God. He made you. He knows all about you. He's already seen it anyway. Just begin to tell him what you really feel. Just begin to talk to him about the situation that you're in and how you got there, and talk to him about why you got there. Take accountability. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Don't try to be eloquent. Just talk to God. If you had to do it all over again, would you do it the same way, with the same person? Or would you be somewhere else right now in life? Just talk to God about it. Talk to him about your troubles. Just begin to talk about the pain. Talk about the pain from the man who left you or the woman who left you. Talk about the pain from the cheating. Talk about the pain from the childhood. Talk about where you are right now. Just begin to deal with the reality of it. Glory. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are hurt, broken, for those of you who are angry or need healing, for those of you who have messed up your own lives thus far, through your own actions when you knew better but you were just disobedient, for those of you who are envious or jealous of someone else, for those of you who are walking around wishing you were someone else or with someone else, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus the Christ. Lord, I'm asking for healing right now. Lord, I'm asking for deliverance right now. Lord, I'm asking for peace right now. Lord, I want to deal with the true reality of where my life is right now. I want to take accountability for my role in getting to where I am. I take accountability for my sin. I take accountability for my flaws. I take accountability for my envy. I take accountability for my jealousy. I take accountability for my disobedience. I take accountability for my settling for less. I take accountability for my breach of whatever covenants I breached. Glory. I take penalty for not living right. I take accountability for everything I've done wrong. And I repent now and ask forgiveness of my sin. Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Lord, I ask you to help me decide what I'm going to do about my situation in alignment with your word. Lord, I ask you to help me set righteous boundaries so that I never have to wear a mask again. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that the mask is removed. Now I confess that I am forward moving, walking in my lane, that I'm going to live my life, my calling, my talents. I won't try to be anybody else but me. And I claim the victory of me. I claim the healing in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on, we got to end. I know you love this word. This is what you get every day if you don't miss your daily devotion on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Live on Blog Talk Radio. Even better, if you can't tune in live, follow so you'll get the recording at 8 a.m. on Monday through Friday, followed by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Now, your task for today, you have two. They're twofold. Number one, I want you to sit down and work those four steps. If you can't remember them, you can just go to my website, rossi.org, and hear the recording, or text DF to phone number 33222, and when you get your confirmation text, it will have the link to this teaching in it. But I want you to really sit down, get yourself a notebook, your phone, your tablet, whatever you use, and I want you to answer those questions by yourself so you can be truthful. Nobody but you and God. And then when you've completed the four, you will know what you need to say to the other people in your life not to put that mask on again. All right? I love you. I'll see you on Monday. You don't have to live wearing a mask. You can be you and be successful. I love you. Your change is here. Go to rawsi.org.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know.